A very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. Our Pet Pledge Day during the recent membership drive saw all sorts of pets acknowledged, horses and dogs, cats, even an iguana, as I remember. One pledge got a bit garbled before it was read on the air as piping clover. Clearly, that was incorrect. The caller wanted to acknowledge a bird, not a plant. A bird, not as a pet, I'm sure, but rather as a bird that he was interested in and one that deserved attention. That bird is the piping plover, a pale 7-inch shorebird. Plovers are what most people would call sandpipers. The piping plover is similar to others in having a ring around the neck. The close relatives include the killdeer, a noisy bird often found in open fields like golf courses, which sports two neck rings. The semi-palmated plover and Wilson's plover each have one neck ring, but they have dark backs. The little piping plover's neck ring is often incomplete, and the bird is the color of dry sand, as Peterson says. The orange-yellow legs help to complete the identification. The word plover, by the way, is spelled P-L-O-V-E-R, but it does not rhyme with clover. The word first appeared about 800 years ago, coming from Latin by way of French and referring to rain, as these birds were often associated with rain or stormy weather, rightly or not. The piping part of the name of the piping plover refers to its melodious peeping whistle. So, why should we be concerned about this little bird? Well, along the Atlantic coast, it is a threatened species, which means its population would decline if not protected. The piping plover used to be common along our coast, but development and recreation have severely reduced the numbers of these birds. The nest is a depression in the open sand on the beach near the dunes. The problem is that there are fewer and fewer undisturbed beaches for these little birds to nest on. People are building on and driving on and walking all over the places where these birds nest, and no amount of camouflage, of blending into the sand, will protect the piping plover from that sort of thing. It takes closing the beaches during the nesting season to protect these birds, which may make some people unhappy, but so be it. We have wiped out too many species already by running roughshod over the environment, and we don't want to add the piping plover to the list.